Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, good afternoon to you, and you're listening to the Cosmic Philosopher and the Black Talk Radio Show. I'm Tim Aldred, and I just want to say hi, hello to you. I don't have much time, maybe about 15, 20 minutes. And I want to just go straight ahead and tell you what the headline of what I have to say today. Israelites camped near Acacia. The men committed sexual sins with Moabite women. Right? That's Israelite camped near Acacia. The men committed sexual sins with Moabite woman. And my friends, let me just say to you that this is Bible story, and it is taken from Numbers 25, 1 through 9. And I am reading these Bible passages because I know they are not true. White people gimmick that spread all over Christianity in the Bible. And I am telling you that from much reading and understand the Old and New Testament, I know when I tell you it's a bunch of, nonsense, right? With them writing these stories. And the reason why you see these stories about Israelite and Moabite and stuff like that is the white people, them writing these kind of soap opera type of a thing in the Bible and put it into Christianity that you believe these things. It is when they overthrow the African people and make up the Christian church. Christian churches don't belong to us. Pope apologized for sins of Catholics. So I'm just going to read this passage to you. Like I said, I don't have a lot of time, but I am able to, as much as possible, draw someone's attention to these things that I'm saying, because you're going to go on your own and do some study and look into things that I'm saying. Because if you're reading something in the Bible that you take for the Word of God, and it is something that you only believe, well, it's go to the next step. And see if you find knowledge in what you're reading. And it's the best way to start is to see if Genesis is making any sense. However, this is like into way up into the Bible, let's say the Old Testament scriptures, right? And it is what the white people do to us, who they, of course, disfigure our brain. And we don't know much of anything that is going on in the world, except you go to school, learn, and you can go and have a profession. But you will read the Bible and read all these foolishness, and you don't know that the Bible is set up with a whole lot of comic stories that the white people make up. Look. People are not supposed to be writing anything in a Bible because they are not human beings. They don't have human experience. And you may think this sounds strange. Oh, can I say that white people are not human beings? If you read where Lysistrata's book and know where they are coming from in ancient life, what kind of life form they really were before they come and say, convert into like looking like human being, talking like human being. White people are not to be trusted they are invaders. Colonialism. I forget the name of this word, but it is hegemony. Yes, hegemony. Hegemony. Somewhere in that spelling, that they go and take over all of our settlements, if you don't know by now, and we are removed from our government because of what they do, and we don't have anybody yet that we know as renowned preacher that have found out and come forward to let the world know that these white people are thieves, and talk about they make a government. It's not government they have. Their government is to kill the African people, like they kill our sapien subgroup, the Neanderthals. And that's why they start looking like human beings, because they come from full apes 3.5 million years ago. All right. Now, Numbers 25:1-9. While the Israelites were camped at Akasia, the men committed sexual sins with Moabite women. Israelite mean the African people committing sins with what they call Moabite. Do you know what Moabite is? It's the white people them who destroy our brain from 100,000 years ago. And we no longer use our senses right from then. And we're full of disease. African people are full of disease. It doesn't matter how wealthy or something like that you may have it. But everywhere you go, white people government is ruling you. Even if you're in Jamaica on any one of these places, the white people, because of what has happened, they seize control and we are not able to correct it until, like now, I'm telling, and hardly anybody will understand or take what I'm saying serious, but I know it is serious. And if you want to have a chat with me, 347-850-1358, anytime, maybe not today, but, you know, call, we can have a chat about it if you're concerned with what I'm saying. All right, so it goes on to say, yes, the Moabite woman, mean, if I don't tell you, you probably don't know. It is these white people who follow us from out of Africa into the Western Hemisphere. And among all of their interbreeding sodomite culture, they separate up their people and call them different names. So when you hear Moabite, you know, it is not a African person. It's the white people them. Their gangster type of a setup that they keep on doing to turn everybody brain upside down. All right. So it goes on to say that, so the Israel joined in worshiping those false gods. Anytime you hear about this, don't think about anything else besides these white people who rule us and say they're controlling us right now with AD and Adam and with Christmas and Easter. Right. Baal of Peor, and the Lord became very angry with them. The Lord said to Moses, get all the leaders of these people, then kill them so that all the people can see. Lay their bodies before the Lord. All these things are not true stuff. It's lies that they are writing, and we are believing it, that our Lord that we are serving is saying all these things. Then the Lord will not show his anger against all the Israelites. So Moses said, to Israel's judges. Each of you must find the men in your tribe who have led people to worship the false god, Baal of Peor. Then you must kill these men. See, we don't have anything to do with this God of the Bible at all, because no God of the Bible created anything, never existed, I must say. At the time, Moses and all the elders of Israel were gathered together at the entrance of the meeting tent. Yes? An Israelite man brought a Midianite woman home to his brothers. He did this where Moses and all the elders could see. Moses and the leaders were even sad. Phinehas was the son of Eleazar and the grandson of Aaron, the priest. Phinehas saw this man bring the woman into camp. So he left the meeting and got his spear. He followed the Israelite into the tent. Then he used the spear to kill the Israelite man and the Midianite woman in the tent. He pushed the spear through both of their bodies, that at that time there was a great sickness among the Israelites. But when Phinehas killed these two people, the sickness stopped. A total of 24,000 people died from that sickness. My friends, let me tell you something. Fools die for want of wisdom, okay? Get away from Christianity and the Bible itself, because you will only find a few chapters in like the book of Isaiah that worth something valuable. But apart from that, the Bible is not our book, okay? So if you read it and you find something good, well, so good. Let's hear this song here. It's EF. EF, G. You see, fools. Yes, fools die for want of wisdom. Listen to this tune because I find it very good. Yeah.
The rich man's wealth salvation of a soul is vanity. Destruction of a poor is their poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy. Why do you fight each other? Why do you kill your brother? Then your reward will be the same tree. To build a better nation, clean up your creation, or there will be no future for you, you and me. Righteous, it teaches many, but fools die for want of wisdom. Fixation of a soul is vanity. Destruction of poor people is poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place. Thank you.
Republic.